So on Sunday night, we were discussing the 365 mitzvahs lo saseh. And we were reminding ourselves, something we had touched on earlier in the Sefer, how the mitzvahs give seder to a person's life. How they help a person to stay, so to speak, within the box. We spoke about the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, which Chazal understand to be seven mitzvahs lo saseh. And again, the nature of mitzvahs lo saseh is to give structure. So the Maharal, in his unique way, spoke about the six sides. Picture yourself inside of a box, inside of a cube. There are six directions by which one could exit, in addition to the utter obliteration of that central point. So the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach help to maintain a person within that point, and that he shouldn't stray or deviate from the natural order of things. Obviously, 365, when we talk about the lo saseh of the Torah, gives an even greater structure. 365 mitzvos, lo saseh, corresponding to 365 days of the calendar year. And each day is, so to speak, giving us a mission of how not to deviate. Each mitzvah, each day, is giving us a mission how not to deviate from Hashem. And then the Maharal ended last time, we began this paragraph, Amnam Yisrael, where the Maharal says, but when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it's not enough to have Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. It's not enough to have 365 lo sasa. It's incumbent upon us to have 248 mitzvahs, which work to transform us and to allow us to attach ourselves to Hashem. Again, to say it in layman's terms, we're not just playing defense, we're playing offense as well. We're trying to develop an active relationship with God and not merely be swallowed up by the physical universe and be destroyed by physical temptation and the naturalness of Teva. Okay, so we're up to the words Vezesha Amar. Now we come back to the Medrash, which this whole parak was being built upon. What was the Medrash we started with? We introduced the Rambam and the Ramban. The Medrash said an amazing thing. Vezesha Amar. Uma ichbas la kadosh baruch hu. Bein shochet min ha-tzavar, ubein shochet min ha-orif. What difference does it make? An amazing Medrash. What difference does it make to God if we shecht an animal from the front of the neck or from the back of the neck? Now, obviously, if I'm interested in purchasing kosher meat, we care very much about how this animal is shechted. And of course, that's the mitzvah of shechita. But really, what the Medrash says, really, from God's perspective, it doesn't matter. You shecht from the front, you shecht from the back. You think it matters to Hashem? Scary Medrash. Bein ochel taharos, bein ochel tameos. You think Hashem cares if you eat tahor, you eat tameh. You eat kosher, you eat treif. You think you really insult Hashem if you're mechalel Shabbos? Now, again, I thought we're supposed to believe in a very real way, that our actions matter. So what does all of this mean? So let's see. Says the Maharal. I'll tell you what I think it means. Ratzal lomar. Ki ein Hashem yisbarach chafetz b'shchita mitzad ha-shchita ba'atzma shehu davar tov. It's not that Hashem desires shchita. And again, he's going to walk that same fine line he did in the previous parak. Let's review for 10 seconds. The Rambam said the generalities of the mitzvos have a reason to them. The specifics are kind of, you know, random just to test us. The Ramban said that the mitzvos are there to, not to impact God per se, but to refine us. The problem is, a lot of mitzvos don't seem to change us. They don't seem to develop our character. That was the Maharal's question on the Ramban. Says the Maharal, shechita doesn't matter to Hashem. What does that mean? Again, let's look at the words. Ki ein Hashem yizbara chafetz b'shechita mitzad ha-shechita ba'atzma shehu davar tov. Hashem doesn't desire shechita because shechita is inherently a good thing. Ki ma ichbas l'kadosh baruch hu b'shechita ba'atzma. Because from Hashem's perspective, shechita or not shechita, it doesn't really matter. Ki acher shu mafsid ha-baal chai, because one could say, and again, it's a jarring line to say such a thing, but one could say, at the end of the day, you're killing the animal. Ma ichbas l'kadosh baruch hu b'shechita atzma. If you're being mafsid the baal chai, if you're killing the animal, mal yimafsido min atzavar u min ha'oyref. One could argue, what difference does it make if you kill it from the front or you kill it from the back? Now again, this is the same Maharal, I remind you, who was upset at the Rambam for saying that the details of the mitzvah are not with great intent. The Maharal said, no, every detail of the mitzvah is with great intent. So again, when I said before, he's sort of, you know, straddling that fine line between, on the one hand, telling us we do mitzvahs because God says so, period, and at the same time believing, as the Maharal uniquely did in a very deep way, with unbelievable emunah in Chazal, in the words of Chazal, in the words of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, to believe that again, that every detail of every word of the Gemara is filled with unbelievable depth. Right, so that's a fine line. On the one hand, you're taking it most seriously. On the other hand, you're saying, nah, the details and the meaning behind it is utterly irrelevant. Just do it because Hashem says so. So again, right now he's talking from the perspective of just do it because Hashem says so. Does it matter to Hashem? You're killing the animal either way. Does it matter if you kill it from the front or you kill it from the back? Elo nitna ha-Torah rak litzarif ha-brios. Rather, the Torah was given to what? To refine human beings, to change us. What does that mean? But we're saying it's not about us. That when a person, when a human being who's living life and has to make decisions, is trying to figure out what to do and how to do, so it would be kedai to attach my being, my inner being, to the mind of Hashem. Yes, it's true that every detail of the mitzvah has great depth and great meaning. Yes, every detail changes us, as we learned in the previous parak. But on a certain level, we have to acknowledge this feeling of ma'ichpas. What difference does it make to Hashem? It's not like the Rambam said, that Hashem is just messing with us, Hashem is just testing us out. It's not like that. And it's not just to transform us in a way that we say, ah, yeah, that makes sense. I see how that makes me a better person. It's not that either. But rather, it's this transformation that takes place simply by attaching yourself to Hashem, by attaching your mind to Hashem's mind, kiviyachol. V'davar zehu tziruf v'zichuch ha-nefesh. And this is transformative. This is cleansing for the Jewish soul. Kasher davach b'sichli, when he attaches himself to spiritual things, to Hashem's way of doing things. V'oz ye, and everything that we do, if we do it in a Torahic way, so it's spiritual by nature. It's no longer physical. Even if it's a palm branch in your hand or a leather box strapped to your arm. And then a person becomes attached to Hashem. And that's really the goal. If you remember the starting point of this whole Sefer, when we spoke about the nature of Birchas HaTorah, right? So much of our relationship with Torah is about building that relationship with Hashem. It's about getting to a place of Dveikus. And therefore, when I do mitzvos, what do I get more than anything else? Attachment to Hashem. That's what it means when the Pasuk says in Tehillim that the words of Hashem are refining and they offer protection to anyone who seeks refuge in it. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, Va'amru Lama, Shei Magin Alecha. What is the nature of mitzvos that they offer protection to you? Klomar, what does that mean? Kasher Yatzrufa Nafsho Menateva Achomris, when you elevate your soul. When you refine your soul from the nature of the physical world, which is, again, gravitationally pulling you down, and spiritually all the more so, and by doing mitzvos with subservience to Hashem, you're attaching yourself to Hashem. That's the transformation that's taking place. Your soul is being cleansed from physicality, and we'll see the mashal he's going to give in a few moments. It'll be the remainder of tonight's shir. See an amazing mashal. By attaching yourself to Hashem and cleansing your soul, so to speak, from the body in that way, what happens? You cling to Hashem. Uvezeh yesh al nefesh ha'adam dveikos al Hashem yisbarach. Vegam Hashem yisbarach im ha'adam v'humagin alav sochech alav. And by attaching to Hashem and by Hashem being attached to you, that will certainly offer you protection and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shield you. The same way that Hashem can't be killed and Hashem can't be harmed, if you, so to speak, hide under Hashem's cloak, so you're invincible. You can't be harmed. You can't be damaged because of that relationship, that closeness, that kurva, that closeness that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, good. We're learning something very amazing here. So now let's learn a mashal to make this point, and it's a very fitting mashal for us to learn in our last shir before Tisha B'Av. Mirtz Hashem will be able to learn this coming Sunday night. We'll finish this parak, and then we're off on the coming Tuesday. But I'll remind you Sunday night in Mirtz Hashem. But let's get this mashal down before Tisha B'Av because it's very Tisha B'Av dik, as you'll see in a second. Vida od ki agarin asher. And by the way, I still hope there's no Tisha B'Av. We hope for Mashiach. Vida od. Ki hagarin asher nizra ba'adama hu motzei ilan uperos va'alin va'anafim. When we talk about planting a seed, this tiny little seed, it's such an amazing thing. A whole factory of life found in that tiny little seed. a seed that contains within it a tree and fruit and leaves and branches. It's all packed into that little seed, waiting to sprout, waiting to emerge. Va'alin va'peiros heim b'tzura miyuchedes sh'roi elagarin mitzad tivo ha'miyuchad lo. And the nature of this particular seed, the type of leaves and the type of fruit that it will produce, is miyuchad, is unique to that particular tree, that particular fruit. Va'al tomar, and don't ask the question. She'im hayem motzei ha'anafim va'alin b'tzura acheres she'azera. Don't say, well, if it were to grow in a different way, that would be bad. It wouldn't be bad per se, it would just be different. So why does the apple seed produce apples in the way that it produces? Why does it have a certain type of trunk and a certain type of leaf and a certain type of fruit? Why is that so? Is it good or bad that an apple seed produces an apple tree? It's not a question of good or bad. It's just that's the metzius of this tree. That's the nature of this seed. Rakikach gozer hateva shel agarin. That is the nature of this particular seed. That's the way Hashem made it. And the same thing we'll see is true about mitzvahs. It's through that type of expression that this seed, so to speak, reaches its potential. It's not that if an apple seed produced an orange is bad. It's not that apples are good and oranges are bad, even though you may have a preference. It's that this is the nature of the apple seed. This is the nature of an orange seed. Right? This is the nature of a seed that'll produce a cucumber. So it's not a question of good or bad. This is the nature of it, and it expresses it as a way of actualizing its potential, to go back to what we spoke about in some of the earlier prakim, that whole notion of Torah helping us to actualize our potential. Remember that we're called Adam, Milashon Adama, as the Maharal writes elsewhere. Right? We are that seed. Our neshama being planted in our body is that seed being planted in the ground. And as the seed sprouts to meet its potential, so too our neshama has to sprout to meet its potential. But I'm saying too much, let's let the Maharal talk. So again, you can't ask the question, why is the seed this way? Right? That's the way Hashem decreed it to be. That's the nature of how it is. V'hu b'shleimus kasher motzi ha'olin v'apeiros kafi ma'asheroi el ha'teva ha'garin. And when it produces leaves and fruit in accordance with its species, so that's the nature of that seed. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's good. That by definition is good, meeting its potential. Ukamokin atzmo ha'nefesh, shehi milamala, hi zocha v'tahora. Similarly, the soul which comes from on high is pure and refined. V'nitna b'guf ha'adam lamata, and it's planted. And the Maharal talks in many places in his farm about that planting. I'm using that word very precisely. The planting of the neshama in the guf is the planting of the seed in the ground. Again, Adam milashon adama. V'tzarech sheyotze oso el ha'poel. And our job is to give the neshama expression. The same way the seed doesn't want to remain a seed, it wants to become a tree. It wants to become a tree. Kamo sh'argarin yotze el ha'poel min ha'adama sh'nizrovo. V'hi yotzeis el ha'poel kafi masher roi l'nefesh. Right? And the soul wants to become what it's meant to become. Again, by way of Torah and mitzvos. And when the soul sprouts, so to speak, and it meets its potential, it achieves a sense of shleimus. And when it becomes wholesome, that's the realm of Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when the soul becomes wholesome, by actualizing its potential, it becomes attached to Hashem. Umitzara shleimus shala hi davka lamali em Hashem, kamo shehi ba milamala. And then it reattaches itself to its root, which again is a funny game that we play. Hashem sends us down to this world, right? He, Kadosh Baruch Hu, puts us in an environment that seems to be destructive to our very nature, but then asks us to try to overcome that for the goal of what? Of returning to Hashem. But that's what the name of the game is, to get back to your root, to get back to your haschala, as the Maharal writes in his Nesiv HaTshuva in Perek Dalet. It's all about getting back to your shoresh, right? So the seed becomes its true self by freeing itself from being a seed. And that's the same thing that neshama is trying to do. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Rakizeu ahefrish, but this is the difference between us and a tree. Ki ha'ilan hotzaz toar hanafim v'ha'alin v'tzura saperos. When it comes to a tree, when it expresses again its appearance through its branches and its leaves and the the design of its fruit, hakol hu tivi. That's all a natural expression. Right? It's all taking place within nature. It's nature sprouting nature. It's physical producing a different, a more elevated physical. Right? So instead of being a seed, which you can't do much with, now it's apples, now it's fruit. Now you can eat it and enjoy it. Now it's a tree to bask in its shade. Avala odom hakol mitzad ha-nefesh. But a person, the seed that's sprouting in a person is the soul. Because what we're trying to become is not physical at all. We're trying to overcome our physicality. As opposed to the seed, which is freeing itself from a lesser physical form for a more elevated physical form. As humans, as Bnei Torah, as souls, we're trying to free ourselves from our guf to become what? To become a soul, to really believe that that's who I am. My essence is my neshama. Rak yesh la'adam nefesh alokis miyuchedes, to become a divine soul, a unique divine being. Ukefi nafsho ha'alokis nasan lo gam kein mitzvos miyuchados asher ru'uyim lo. So the same way that different types of seeds grow in different types of environments, you could say in a similar fashion, Hashem gave us the specific nutrients that our soul needs to blossom. And that's called Torah and mitzvos. Ulakach nasan lo Hashem yizbarach ha'Torah. V'hi bilti tivis. The Torah itself is what? The Torah itself is not physical. The Torah itself is lamala min ha-teva, as we've been learning so many times throughout this Sefer. And therefore, because the Torah is lamala min ha-teva, it helps to sprout that part of ourself, which is also lamala min ha-teva, namely our neshama. V'hi bilti tivis, val yada yetze ha-adam l'po'al shlemus, and through that a person is able to achieve perfection. Just like the Ilan is able to achieve its perfection. Who Asher Ramas Akasav, and that's what the pasuk is hinting to in Parsha Shoftim, ki Adam eats hasada, which again is I understand it in a totally new way tonight. Because what's the pasuk shot in the pasuk? I always point out, it's a rhetorical question: is a man like a tree? And the answer is no, a person's not like a tree. But all the Sifrei Machshav and Drush learn the pasuk as a statement that a person is like a tree. So what do we learn tonight in the Maharal? Is a person like a tree or not like a tree? The answer is yes and no. We are like a tree in that we can learn so much from a seed trying to reach its potential. But it's also rhetorical in a negative sense. No, it's not true. We're not like a tree. We're better than a tree. A tree takes a physical seed and produces a more beautiful physical form. But for us as human beings, our job is not to produce a more beautiful physical form. Our job is to what? Is to allow our neshama, so to speak, to spread its wings, to produce its fruit, to allow it to blossom. So ki ha'adam eitz hasada, in some ways we're like that tree, in other ways we have to be so much more than the tree. Ukemo she'be'ilan, listen to this. Here's the key line for tonight. Ukemo she'be'ilan hotzos ha'anafim va'peros shalo, litzarif es tivo kasher ro'oi, just like when a seed blossoms, that becomes its perfection, it's meeting its potential, it's becoming what it can be. And if you plant the seed and it never produces the fruit, and it never produces the branches, and it never produces the leaves, then what do you say about this seed? What's your conclusion? This seed is damaged. It's mikulkal, it's a broken seed. The seed doesn't work. You planted the seed, you watered it, you were all excited. You went outside, you know, you made a little vegetable patch with your children or whatever it is, and you go outside, we have a couple things growing in our backyard. Imagine the disappointment if you tried to, you know, to produce something and nothing grew. You'd come to the conclusion something was wrong with this seed, right? The seed didn't blossom, it didn't produce, assuming you took care of it properly. That would be a big failure, though. Kasher ra'inu she'eino motzei shleimus shel el po'el. If the seed doesn't blossom, then something is wrong with the seed. So my friends, here's the mussar for tonight. Kachu davar zeh. The same thing is true when it comes to the spirituality. Im lo ayam motzei pu'ulas ha-mitzvos el ha-po'el. If we don't actualize our potential through Torah and mitzvos, hayanisha b'koach mutva b'chomer, we become, or we remain rather, nothing more than trapped in our physicality, trapped in our bodies, a broken seed v'davar zeh kilkul elav. And this is a very sad reality. Kasher nafsho milamala. That a soul that's sent down to a body with so much potential remains in nothing other than potential, that would be very painful. It'd be a terrible failure. We need to therefore actualize our spiritual potential by freeing it from physicality, more so than a seed that frees itself from being a seed to become a tree. We free ourselves from physicality to become a neshama. And the way that we do that is, again, by watering our soul with something which is lamala menateva, namely mitzvos and Torah. Kamoshi yetzei lepol zera hanatua baretz, just like the seed achieved its purpose by being planted in the earth. V'davers at tziruf nafsho kasher yotzeis lepol. Let's just do two more minutes for tonight, because I want to be able to get to one more point. V'lakach, amru chazal. With this, you'll understand something you say every morning. Whenever Chazal want to speak about the schar of mitzvos, what do they say? We know it from the beginning of Maseches Peah. Eilu dvarim sha'odam ochel peroseyim bo'olam hazeh. Va'keren kayemeslo li'olam haba. We refer to what? The schar of mitzvos as peros. Interesting. Why the mushel of fruit? Mefnei sha'odam al yedei mitzvos yotzei al apawal ha'shlemus. Because when we do mitzvos, we produce perfection. We move towards perfection. B'mashi nefesh atzula milamala. By actualizing that holiness of our soul from beyond this world. K'moshi yotzei ilan l'poel ha'shlemus shelo. Just like a tree produces its fruit. Achakona ha'odam ha'mayla ha'alyona li'os davuk bo yizbarach. Until we become those who cling to Hashem. That's the goal. V'lachein ein l'chal ishol. And therefore, we conclude tonight, once again, he reminds us, therefore, we should not ask the question. And again, this is really more a throwback to the last parak than this parak even. Lama al yedei mitzvah azos ha'adam b'shleimus b'po'al. How does this mitzvah transform me? That's what the Medrash is saying. Do you think God cares? Mitzvahs are meant to transform you. In other words, don't even ask the question. Of course, on another level, Maral is telling us, do ask the question. The Rambam will help you answer the question. The Ramban will help you answer the question. The Sefer HaChinuch will help you answer the question. All the Svarim will help you answer the question. But on a certain level, why is an apple an apple? Because Hashem made an apple an apple. Why did Hashem make an orange an orange? Because Hashem made an orange an orange. Shava de'in zakasha. To ask the question, how does this mitzvah change me? You don't have to be able to answer that question. Why does a banana grow like this or like that? Don't ask that question. That's the nature of it. Why is an apple not a banana? It's a ridiculous question. That's how the seed has been programmed. The way that you've been programmed as a spiritual being, you will become perfect when you do mitzvos. And therefore, since we are completed through our 248 limbs, our body is 248, our world is 365 days, working hand in hand, that creates perfection. And therefore, we have our mitzvos, again, corresponding to our body. Our mitzvos lo sase, corresponding to time itself. And that's how we perfect ourselves. But again, tonight we've learned such a beautiful mashal. I really conclude. It's a Tisha B'Av mashal, because what is Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is the day where, so to speak, we have to decompose, we have to break ourselves down in order to blossom. Chazal say in the Medrash that Mashiach is going to be born on Tisha B'Av. How could that be? Out of our brokenness comes Geula. And the answer is yes. The same way that out of the decomposition of the seed, a beautiful tree and beautiful fruit sprout, the same thing is true for us as human beings. When we allow ourselves to decompose, so to speak, to break down our sense of gashmius through Torah and mitzvos, so we're able to become beautiful spiritual beings. All right, my friends, we're going to stop here for tonight. Thank you very much for being here.